Hi, and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. This is a story all about how... I want to share how I met my dear husband. I cannot recall exactly the date. I can just recall that we met in high school. And the first story I can tell that I can recall, because I don't remember specifically how we met or the first day. I'm not able to tell you what month, what time, what class period, none of that. The story that I can recall is there was some type of gathering in the school auditorium in the first floor, and I was with my group of friends, he was with his group of friends. I spotted him, he had this belt. I can't describe to you what kind of belt it was. It must have been some nice type of buckle. I took it from him. Again, I don't know how I took this belt from this man. I took it from him, I put it on me, and I kept it moving. He did his thing, I did my thing. Long story short, I gave the belt to someone. I can't recall who I gave the belt to, or maybe I lost it. I think I lost it, because I don't think I had the belt inside of the jeans thing that it goes in. I think I just buckled it on my hips, and he kept asking me for the belt day in and day out, and I was like, oh, you know, just playing around, saying, oh, you'll get it, you know, that type of thing. Very flirty of me, just not beating around the bush, basically. And I felt like it was love at first sight, and it's crazy because, again, I don't remember how we first met. This isn't the first memory I have of him, of this belt. It's still engraved in my memory. And I had this friend who I told that I liked him, and I just hadn't told him that I liked him. This was the very beginning of just a friendship, I'm assuming, and it got messy really quick, because this girl, then time passed, can't say how much time passed, but then this girl was like, oh, do you mind if I date him? I like him. And my dumb self, to not say something else inappropriate, told her, oh, that's fine, you can date him. And deep down, I was hoping she would say, you know what, I don't want to date him because you liked him, that's weird. But people can't meet, they can't read minds. I should have been honest and told her I would have had a problem if she dated him. Well, they started dating. They dated for a while, months and months, and we got closer, and she and I were close, and it was almost like this relationship of three, I would say, because we were supposed to be best friends, her and I. And people started putting stuff in her head and started telling her that he was messing with me, that she should watch out with me. You know how gossip goes. His own mother told her one time, you should be careful with her. I'm not sure what everyone was seeing between us. Must have been that they were seeing the chemistry, or I don't know. Back then, I didn't really understand energy and things like that. So things were going wrong between them. The relationship started getting rocky. I don't really know if it was because she started doubting his fidelity, and he was getting tired of the accusations. And one day he told me, oh, I wish I could find someone like you. And that day I was sitting down, and he had his head on my lap, and nothing turned into something. And we kissed. I immediately felt very flushed, very hot. You know, hormones were all over the place. And then the guilt set in, and I knew that this was a mistake. This was wrong. He's dating my best friend. And we stopped. we didn't do it again, and their relationship continued to go wrong. He never admitted to her that he did something. I never admitted to her that I did something with him at the beginning. Then things kept getting worse and worse, where she started begging me, "Oh, you need to stop seeing him. You shouldn't be doing this. You're hurting me. You guys are hurting me." And she would cry to me all these things. And something deep inside of me of anger, of being tired of being in the situation, I started being harmful towards her, not physically but verbally. And I started telling her, "I'm not gonna fight you for him, but I'm not going to stop seeing him." So eventually I was his mistress, and it was many years of on and off with him. Him being with other people, me being with other people, and never really being able to stay away from each other. It's something that I'm not ashamed to say now. I'm pretty sure when other people hear it, I'm going to get all types of labels. But I don't really care, because God knows my past. He knows that I have tried to become a better person, and I have never done that again. In my youth, yes, I've dated people who I cheated on. He wasn't the only guy that I ever dated that I cheated on. If I ever had a boyfriend and he had a girlfriend, we always used to find a way to hook up. I'm telling you, we couldn't keep our hands off each other. As much as we tried to keep it a friendship, I don't know how to describe it. But I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm accepting what I did was wrong. And at the time, I didn't think that it was wrong. I just thought it was me living my best life. Because back then, again, I didn't know how to love. I didn't know what love was. To me, if I liked you, I never beat around the bush. I would tell you, "Hey, I like you. What we're gonna do?" Basically. And I think men like that kind of straightforward way that I am. So I was always able to date whoever I wanted. Again, this was when I was around 17 years old. And basically, a lot of mistakes along the way, many mistakes along the way. I had to basically put a stop to it and say, "You know what? Right now, I have a child, and we were no longer together. And I cannot do anything with you unless it's serious, unless it's something that my daughter can look up to. I cannot let her think that being on and off in relationships is the normal. I want her to respect herself, and I want whoever she loves to respect her." So after that, and let me say this, before that even happened, I was praying for many years. I prayed for 10 years for God to change my heart and change his heart. That if this was not the man for me, he needed to be removed from my life, because I didn't have the strength to do it. I was aware that I could not do it physically or mentally. I was not able to do it. You know, I truly asked the Lord to help me with this, because it was one of the biggest things I've ever faced. I cried so much during those years because I couldn't put any self-worth on myself, any strength on myself to be able to break this kind of toxicity. But now I'm aware that fear cannot go where I'm going. Now I am strong. Now we are in a relationship that we don't step out of the relationship, and we keep honesty. We've been together for 8 years now, and neither of us have done any unfaithful things. We have our ups and downs. I've never had any girl reach out to me or any woman saying anything about him. Nobody has ever reached out to him. Well, I'm lying. there was a guy that once messaged him, probably when our relationship was 2 years old. Someone messaged him and told him, I hope that you're treating her well, or I hope that you treat her well. And he told me, you need to delete that guy from social media. And I didn't listen to him. And I kept the guy on social media. One day he found out, and basically he gave me the silent treatment for 3 days. I learned my lesson, and I had to delete this guy from social media. It hurted me because I loved that person as a friend, but most of the guys that I spoke to, they liked me as a female, and they couldn't develop a friendship with me, an honest friendship. I'm not sure why that was. Why couldn't guys just have a female-male relationship with me that was not sexual? Yeah, now we're very honest, and whenever there's any issues, any suspicions, we confront each other, and basically there's never any proof of infidelity. But if you're someone out there who is in a relationship where there's many things going on, I want you to know that you're not alone, that many people go through that, and it doesn't mean that you're weak, it doesn't mean that you're pathetic. I'm gonna be honest with you, right now I'm suffering from a terrible cough and my voice is very raspy, and I have to keep pausing this recording so that I can cough. I'm gonna keep trying to tell you day in and day out, week after week, you are beautiful, you are strong, you're important, you can be anything you want to be. You just have to reach out and work for it. You fell today, it doesn't matter. Get back up and try again, try again, try again. Please don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on others. Many successful people are successful because they tried a million times and they failed and continued to strive for success anyways. There's going to be many naysayers in the journey. There's always going to be people that are not going to agree with the way that you live, the way that you dress, the way that you eat, who you're dating, who you believe in, what's your religion, what language you speak. That doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is that you find true love within, that you work with your mental health, that you manage your physical, your mentality, your finances, you manage your family, your loved ones. Anything that's important to you is what you need to manage. You cannot control what other people say. What people do and say is out of your control. Remember that. I'm gonna keep trying to share more experiences like this one. I was trying to be as vulnerable as I could in other episodes, but I feel like this one takes the cake because this is the one where I start sharing about my relationship and the things that went wrong and the things that can happen to anyone. I'm not saying that I'm perfect or that we're perfect. I'm just saying let's continue to grow with every experience. Thank you. Hope you're doing well. Take care.